بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب استحباب ترك الترفع في اللباس تواضعا قد سبق في باب فضل الجوع وخشونة العيش جمل تتعلق بهذا الباب. This is a new chapter which Imam Nawawi رحمه الله has brought, the chapter which deals with the preferability of abstaining from elegant clothing out of humility. We've mentioned this many times when it comes to what can be associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama say that if you want to understand what is sunnah, what is the mizaj or temperament of sunnah, or what is the legacy we have acquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find generally two qualities that are resplendent, that stand out when it comes to anything that was associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The two qualities that ulama ikram speak about, one is haya, modesty, and the other is pertinent to what we're discussing now, is sadgi or simplicity. In everything, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always opted for that which was simple. By simple, we don't necessarily mean that which is associated with absolute poverty, no. But when it comes to one's clothing, for example, which is what we are discussing now, there's always the option, if a person particularly is wealthy or he can afford it, he can wear the best of clothing. He can wear, if you want to talk in today's terms, the latest fashion, the most expensive fabric, etc. However, our clothing, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya Bani Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسَ يُوَارِي سُوَآتِكُمْ وَرِيشَ. That, O Ibn Adam, we have sent down to you libas, clothing. Objective of clothing, which Quran mentions, are two things. Yuwari so'atikum, to cover those sections of your body which you should not be exposing. In other words, cover your satr. That is the one objective of clothing. Warisha, Allah Ta'ala tells us that clothing is a form of beautification. When a person wears clothing, obviously insan becomes beautiful, he becomes attractive. So these are the two objectives of clothing. Now, the second part, risha, becoming beautiful or becoming attractive. Obviously, if a person is very wealthy, he has a choice. He may opt for the best of clothing, the latest fashion, the best of fabric, etc. Or if he wants to be associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? As I said, when it comes to sunnah, two things, haya, modesty, in other words, modest clothing. Where, ulama say, when it comes to modest clothing, very simple, wear clothing that is not body hugging. Can't discern the shape of the body easily from the clothing. Secondly, wear clothing that is modest, that covers you in a way that Islam wants you to be covered. And associated with sunnah, sadgi. Simplicity. This is the chapter which Imam Nawawi brings. He says it is mustahab, it is preferable to somebody who can afford elegant and expensive clothing to abstain from that. Tark al-tarafu. He says, abstaining from elegant clothing, why? Tawadu'an, out of humility. قد سبق في باب فضل الجوع وخشونة العيش جمل تتعلق بهذا الباب. Before I continue with the rest of the heading, just to complete the matter which we were discussing, sunnah is two things, haya, sadgi, modesty, simplicity. What is opposite of sunnah? What is batil? What goes against the grain of sunnah? Ulama say you'll always find two things in it. One is behayai, immodesty. If you look at the entire fashion industry today, what what is the message behind the modern fashion? It screams out, look at me. Look at me. In other words, immodesty. Haya, there's no real shame in it. And secondly, what is again sunnah? Israf, extravagance, wastage, etc. So it comes to our clothing also. These two things must be there. Haya, modesty, and the other is sadgi, simplicity. Imam Nawawi, in his heading, he mentions, قَدْ سَبَقَ فِي بَابِ فَضْلِ الْجُوعِ وَخُشُونَةِ الْعَيْشِ جُمَلٌ تَتَعَلَّقُ بِهَذَا الْبَابِ. He says, in previous chapters, quite a few aspects that are pertinent to this particular chapter have already been mentioned. The chapter he is referring to is the chapter on the virtue of hunger, khushunatul aish, simple life. He says that in that particular chapter, quite a few ahadith pertinent to this particular chapter have already been mentioned. What are the ahadith he is referring to? Few of them we just mentioned to refresh our memory. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, رأيت سبعين من أهل الصفة ما منهم رجل عليه رداء إما إزار وإما كساء قد ربطوا في أعناقهم منها ما يبلغ نصف الساقين ومنها ما يبلغ الكعبين. Hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein he says that I saw 70 of the Ahlul Sufa. The Ahlul Sufa is the Sufa is the raised platform in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a section of the masjid where the very, very poor sahaba, particularly those who had come to Medina Munawwara to learn deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would actually live in the masjid. They were known as the Ashab al-Suffa. So he says, I saw 70 of them. There was not a single one of them. If you want to understand the hardship with which sahaba acquired deen, and what was the general level of poverty among Sahaba-e-Kiram, you should listen very, very carefully to this riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, wherein he describes 70 of the Sahaba of Medina, those who used to live in Masjid al-Nabawi on the Suffa. Allah Ta'ala take us to Medina again and again. Now that section is a little bit cordoned off. But when we look at that raised platform behind the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should bring into mind, try and visualize this description of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, I saw 70 of the Ahlul Sufa, there was not a single one of them. Not a single one of them who had a complete set of clothing. In other words, two pieces of cloth to cover his body. Izar, kisa. Izar refers to the lower garment. Kisa refers to the above garment. In other words, in our language, you would usually call it kurta and pants, or call it shirt and pants. He says, I did not see any of the 70 sahaba of Ashab al-Suffa who had that much, that they had a complete set of clothing. Either they had the izar or they had the kisa. Either he had the bottom cloth or he had the top cloth. And he had wrapped it around from his neck downwards. Just the one cloth to cover his body. Wrapped it around his body from the neck downwards. Some it reached halfway between the knees and the ankles. Some the single cloth reached right till above the ankles. 70 of the Ashab-e-Sufa, this was the level of poverty. Also pertinent, referring to the hadith that passed, Aisha radiallahu anha says, Kana firashu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min udum hashwuhu leaf. Aisha describes the bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, the bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this case, the pillow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made out of leather. And inside the pillow, today, mashallah, they have down feathers and they have very, very soft fabric, etc. What was the filling of the pillow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Date leaves. The hadith of Abu Ubaba bin Salaba Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein he says, Al-Badadatu min al-Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Badadatu min al-Iman. In other words, simplicity. As we mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ulama explain, what is badada? Rathathatul hay'a وترك فاخر اللباس, abstain from opulent clothing, abstain from elegant clothing, be simple and austere in your appearance. Rasulullah SAW said, Al-Badadatu min al-Iman. This is part of Iman. If a person's Iman, as it progresses, naturally, instinctively, he will go towards simplicity. So to reiterate,